us your word in season. Thank you for sending your word per time to us. Father, we give you glory. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. 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 Father, we give you glory. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Welcome to Securing Your Word for Manifestation. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We do this every new month. Praise be the name of the Lord. From on the 1st to on the 3rd. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Yesterday we started being the first day of the month. Praise be the name of the Lord. And we prayed for mercy. We prayed for mercy. Yesterday, by the way, I was so tired. And I thought I could tarry on. But I was feeling sleepy during the call. Praise be the name of the Lord. And I had to stop by the help of the Holy Spirit and said, let me just sleep. And when I stopped, as in I just did it for, supposed to last for 1 hour. And I did it for 22 minutes or so. I tarried for 22 minutes and I had to just go and rest. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yesterday we prayed for mercy. Mercy was what we prayed on yesterday. Because Jesus, you remember in the book of Hosea, Jesus said he desired, he desired mercy. He said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Then we pray for mercy to prevail upon every of his word that he has given us, that we have not stewarded well. We prayed for mercy yesterday, that God have mercy on us, have mercy on me, for every word that you have given me that I have not stewarded well. Because the Father does not waste his word. Because imagine us too as parents, if we have children or we have siblings and we keep telling them something to do, the right thing to do, and they do not do it, and something happens and they come to us and you say, I told you so. Why didn't you do as I told you to do? God does not waste his word. And it occurred to me just yesterday as we started, Holy Spirit said, pray for mercy. Because my word is going to be pouring out this year. My word is going to be pouring out to my children this year. And I want them to grab it and steward it well. And even me, I had to repent. For every instruction that you have given me, Lord, I am sorry that I did not follow through. You know, in the book of Psalm, David prayed. He said, cast me not away in your presence, O Lord, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And renew the right spirit within me. That was my prayer yesterday. I repent, Lord, from every of your word that you have given me that I do not even remember. I always tell us on the call that come with your jotter and your pen, because you'll be receiving the word and you do not want to forget it. Everything you hear the Father say, every word you receive from the Lord, write it down, because you're going to take it back to him, because he will instruct you via the word. Yesterday we prayed for mercy. And I want us to thank God for mercy. Father, I thank you for mercy. Father, I thank you for mercy, because I receive mercy from you. For every word that you have given me that I have not stewarded well, that I forgot to do that which you have asked me to do. Lord, forgive me. I repent. I repent, oh Lord, and I give you my word, and I promise, Lord, that from now, from this day forward, every word you give me, I will steward it well. I will walk by it. I will walk with it until it manifests in the supreme and matchless name of Jesus. I receive grace, O Lord. I receive grace, O Lord, to run with your word, to walk with your word in the supreme and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning we are going to be praying for purpose. That every purpose of the word be fulfilled in our lives. That every purpose of the word that you have received be fulfilled in our lives. Good morning, Sister Oluwatobi, and good morning to you, Brother Sheun Ige. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are securing our word for manifestation. I do not know about you, but I know about me that the Lord gives me a word. So a word every part time, even every month. He gives his word. This month he gave me a word from the book of Hebrews 10:22. Praise be the name of the Lord. He said I should draw near to him and not draw farther from him. That means the Lord is preparing me already. Because there are things that I will need to contend with in this year. There are things I need to contend with in this month. And there are things that will happen to me in this month. And he doesn't want me to have a wavering faith. He doesn't want me to think that he's not for me. Because he is always for us. See, the devil knows that he will not have victory over us. Over every word that the Lord has given. But he will try anyways. And what he does is, my pastor will say, he wants us to concede defeat. He wants us to concede defeat. He wants us to throw in the towel. He wants us to say, oh, I'm even tired. I'm not doing it again. But the Lord has asked me that even in my tiredness, I should draw near to him. Even with what I see, I must draw near to him. Let me read to you what Hebrews 10:22 says. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:22. From the translation, the Passion Translation, he said, we come close to God. I even prefer the Good News Translation. He says, so let us come near to God with a sincere heart and a sure faith, with hearts that have been purified from a guilty conscience and with bodies washed clean with water. From a guilty conscience. When I read that, I remember and the Lord told me what to teach in my teaching series for this month of February. That is by prayer. Prayer is one of the keys that you draw nearer to God. As in, because our heart has been purified. You know, sin will make us run farther from the Father. So he says, don't draw near. Come boldly still. Come boldly still to me. Stay in the kingdom. Stay close to me. Whatever you see, stay close to me. I don't know what word that the Lord has given you for the month of February. And I don't know the word you are working with for the year 2023. But the Lord told me to tell you that the word I have given you will manifest if you steward it right. And tonight you are praying for purpose. We are going to be saying, Father, thank you for the revelation of your word. You know, it's one thing to receive the word and it's another thing to understand what the word is, what that word says. Every word of God that is given to us, that he gave to us, that he gives to us, instructs us. There's an instruction at the back of it. There is what to do at the back of it. So what you need to do is ask, what does this word mean? What do you mean, Lord? For example, this year the Lord gave me Galatians 2:20. That I should walk. Then when I asked, because I didn't understand what it meant. When I asked, Lord, what does this word mean? Because Christ is in me. Because Jesus died for me. Because he loves me. Then the Holy Spirit told me, he said, I want you to walk powerful. Walk childlike powerful with me this year. He said, drop everything that you know, that you think you know. And just walk childlike. And I heard, he said, I want to parent you. This year 2023, I want to be your father. I want to be your mother. So walk childlike with me. If you do not understand what word the Father has given you, just ask. Ask, and the Holy Spirit will tell you immediately, ASAP. Because the Bible says the Spirit searches all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. That is what the Holy Spirit does. He answers every question that we might have. Most of us have been baffled with the word that we have given, that we have been given. What does this word mean? We always ask. What does this word say? What does this word mean? Why is God giving me this instruction? Am I fit for it? But remember in the book of Joshua, when Joshua sent the spies to spy, and others say, the land is too big. We are like grasshoppers. There are giants in the land. And we are like grasshoppers before their eyes. And one man, Caleb, said, yes, they are grasshoppers, but we are able to take that land. That is what the word of God is. That is what instruction, that is what he expects us when he gives us that instruction. Do not fear, because he said, I will not give you. The Bible says God will not tempt us more than we can bear. He will not give us a word that we are not able to follow through. Because he knows our strength per time. So every word he gives us is a word that he knows that he can make manifest through us, by us, in us. And I told us at the beginning of the year that every word that we receive is not for me, myself, and I. That was the instruction the Holy Spirit gave. He said, tell them. The word that will be coming is not for me, myself, and I. He said, it's for the kingdom. Every word we receive this year is for the kingdom. So don't just put it in your pockets. Don't just think it is for your family alone. It is for the kingdom of God. Because that is why the word came. The word is for the kingdom. Praise be the name of the Lord. So every word that you receive this year is for the kingdom. And in case you are battling in your heart, what does this word mean? Holy Spirit said the word that you've received is for you to live purposefully. Remember, I said that the word you receive is not for me, myself, and I. It's for the kingdom. And the Holy Spirit said tonight, just give me this expo right now. He said the word that I've given you is for you to live purposefully. The word that I've given you is for you to live purposefully. It's for you to live purposefully. I'm trying to write that down. Praise be the name of the Lord. It's for you to live purposefully. That is why he has given you the word. And you might ask again that why this word? Have you forgotten that you prayed? And the word you receive is an answer to your prayers. There was a time I'll be praying and word will be coming and I'll be thinking that why is this word coming? Holy Spirit said, but you prayed, you asked for it. So when you pray, expect that something is coming. That is why you have the word. And that is why it must manifest for you and it must manifest for me in the supreme and matchless name of Jesus. If you can hear me, Brother Sean, please just use an emoji. If you can hear me, Sister Toby, use an emoji. I want to be sure that you can hear me. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So to live purposefully with our word is to pray that the word works. To live purposefully by our word is to pray. That is how to live purposefully via the word. You don't just receive the word and just sit down and think that the word will just come as it is. You pray the word to work. That is why we are here. To tarry with the word.
And the Holy Spirit said, the word I've given you is for you to live purposefully. And prayer is one of the things, the one of the tools for living purposefully. Via that word that you have received. Prayer. You know what the Spirit told me about prayer? Let me read it to you. This word was given to me on the 23rd of January. As in the word for February was already given to me on the 22nd of January. He said, the Holy Spirit said, when you pray, I wrote it down. He said, when we pray, it is first like child to father communication. This is what I wrote down in my notes. That it becomes, he said, as you graduate, as you grow in me, it becomes a father to child, spirit to spirit communication. He said, as our walk with the Father progresses, it becomes a father to child. Father to child communication. He said, then you begin to walk powerful with the Father. When in prayers, when it becomes a father to child communication. So that is why when we come in prayers, when we come to pray, we shouldn't just say what we want to say and we leave. We should listen. We should make it, we should expect, we should let our prayers, our time of prayer graduate from child to father to child, spirit to spirit. That you just come and sit in front of the Father and he communicates and he speaks with you. And it communicates and it speaks with you. Sorry about the bad network, Brother Sheon. I hope it will be better. Praise be the name of the Lord. The word that you received is for you to live purposefully. And you pray. Prayer helps us to think deep with greater clarity about what the word means. That is why we are here. We are securing our word for manifestation via prayer. It says prayer makes you think clearly, have clarity about the word that you have received. Prayer helps us to lean solely on the Father. Prayer helps us to lean solely on the Father because really, it is not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. We cannot run with the word without prayer. We cannot run with the word without power from the Holy Spirit. We can't. In the book of Luke 9:29, while Jesus was praying, the Bible says is the appearance of his face changed, became different, and his clothes became whiter as a flash of lightning. Prayer causes us to see like Jesus, to be like Jesus. Prayer causes our face to change. Prayer causes our clothes. You remember when Satan was accusing, standing with Joshua, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And Joshua was robed with filthy garments. And the devil was accusing and saying, no, his hand is full of blood. He did this, he did that. And the angel and the Lord told the angel, he said, remove the sackcloth, the filthy garment from him, and put on him a white, pure garment. That is what prayer does. In the place of prayer, when we receive the word and we come to God with it, that what do you mean? What is this instruction via the word? And when the accuser of the brethren is standing and saying that we have filthy garments and saying that we have sinned and saying and telling the Father that even all the word that he has given us, what have we done with it? We have not run with it. And our Father will command the angel to remove the filthy garment from off us and give us a clean garment. That is what happened in the book of Luke 9:29. Jesus was praying and the appearance of his face became brighter and his clothes became brighter. That is what happens in the place of prayer. Every of our filthy garments is taken off us. And remember, I say he becomes father to child, spirit to spirit communication. And we hear the Father clearly. Prayer is essential to know the will of that word that we have received. What is the will of this word, Lord? What does this word, what does it mean? Remember, I told us that every word we receive this year is for the kingdom, not for me, myself, and I. Everything that you do this year, make sure that you know that it's kingdom-minded. Be kingdom-centered. Be kingdom-oriented. Not for you and your family alone. Be mindful of the kingdom. Prayer is essential to knowing the will of God via His word, via the instructions that He has given us. Because behind every instruction, I say there's a spirit behind it. Because there's a spirit behind every word. That's why in the Bible, that's why the scripture, the chapter, the verses says, the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. The letter kills, but the spirit gives life. There is a spirit behind every word in scripture. So it is by prayer we receive the word. Peradventure, you are thinking, what kind of word is this, O God? What do you want me to do? You pray for it. You said that I may hear you, Lord. I want to hear your voice, Lord. And His voice has come via His word to you. Prayer confirms our identity in Christ, because when we receive the word, that means we are His own. Because God will not speak to those that are not His. Every word you receive is because you are His own. He has called you unto glory and unto virtue. Because you are His own, you are His. That's why you have His word. I am always happy when I see the word, when I receive the word. I am always joyful that, yes, I am a child of God. That is why He's speaking to me. Thank you, Lord, for the ears to hear you. Thank you, Lord, for the enablement to receive from you. I am always eager because I know where I'm coming from. And I know where I'm going. I knew when I started that I wasn't hearing a thing. I wasn't hearing a pin drop on the floor. Prayer equips us to walk successfully in the word for its manifestation. That is why we are here. Prayer equips us for everything that we need to make our word come to manifestation. Prayer equips us with everything we need. Everything we need. For our word to come for manifestation. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So tonight we are going to be praying. Lord, every purpose in your word. Let every purpose in your word begin to manifest for me. Let every purpose in your word. Yesterday we prayed for mercy. For mercy, we have repented from all the word that God has given us, the Father has given us, that we did not run with, that we just let it slide and left it. But now He has forgiven us, and He expects us to do right by the word. Father, embrace me with everything I need to make your word work for me. Father, embrace me with everything I need to make your word work for me. That is what we are praying about. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, equip me with everything I need to make your word manifest in my life. to make your word manifest in my life. Equip me, Lord, with everything I need. Direct my steps. Order my steps. Where you don't want me to go, I don't want to be there. Be in my eyes and in my seeing. Be in my lips and in my speaking. Be in my legs and in my walking. I secure my word. I secure my word. I secure my word for manifestation. I secure my word for manifestation. Daddy, Lord, in your word, show me. Show me everything I need to do. Everything I need to do to make this word be purposeful in my life. To make your word be purposeful in my life. To make your word be purposeful in my life. Because you have said that the word that you have given me is not for me, but for the kingdom. Let this word work for the kingdom. Let this word work for the kingdom. Let this word of that you've given me work for the kingdom. Let this word that you have given me work for the kingdom. Your word says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you find. Knock and the door will be open to me. Daddy, Lord, I am here. I am here today to tarry in your presence, to ask that you equip me with everything I need to make your word work purposefully in my life. Work purposefully in the things that you've sent it to manifest in my life. Because I know that I cannot do this without you. Because I know that your word cannot work without you in it. Your word cannot work without you in it. I am asking you, Father, equip me, Lord. Equip me, Lord, with all I need. With all I need. With all I need. So your word will work purposefully in my life. So that your word will work purposefully in my life. I am knocking, Lord. Open the door. I am asking, Lord, give me the answer. I am seeking your help. I am seeking for your assistance. Because the Holy Spirit is our help. He said he's our help in times of need. Holy Spirit will ask for the enablement and the grace to run with this word, to make it purposeful in our lives. Ye kazendere de kebore kebara kasandara da 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 da. Ye kabore kebara kasindere de kebore kebara kasindere de kebore kebara da da da. Ye kasandara da 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 da. Bore kebara kasindere de kebore kebara kasandara da 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 da. Ye kasindere de 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 de. This word will not slip off my hand. This word will not slip off my hand. I will steward it to manifestation. I will steward it to manifestation. You said I should draw near to you this month of February. You said I should draw near to you. No matter what I say, I must draw near to you. No matter what I see, I must not go farther from my faith. You said I should come close to you with a purified heart and a sure faith. I don't know the word that you have, Brother Sheun. I don't know what the word that you have, Sister Toby, but begin to proclaim that word. I receive grace to draw near to you, Lord. Nothing will make me run out of the kingdom. Nothing will make me run out of the kingdom. My season will not make me run out of the kingdom. My journey in you will not make me run out of the kingdom. The word that you have given me will be purposeful in my life. The word that you have given me will be purposeful in my life. I receive your love, O Lord. I receive your love, O Lord. I receive your love, O Lord. May I not for one day feel unloved. May I not for one day feel unloved. And walk out of the kingdom. Your word says to me that I should draw near to you. You have prepared me, O Lord, for something, for the things that the devil is going to bring against me, for his devices, for his craftiness. But I choose to draw near to you regardless. But I choose to draw near to you regardless. Mention the word. Tell the Father that you pray, that you want grace, that you want grace, that you want grace, that you want grace, that you want grace for the word to manifest in your life. This word you have given us, this word you have given Ishew, your son, this word you have given Sister Toby, it must manifest, Lord. It must manifest, Lord. Ye kabode ke baraka sindere ke bode ke baraka sandara da da da. Ye kabode ke baraka sindere ke bode ke baraka sandara da da. Because if it will not manifest, it will not give us this word. If it will not manifest, it will not give us this word. Ye kabode ke baraka sandara kaba. Let every word we have received, let it perfect, let it perform that which you have sent it. Ye kabode ke baraka sandara kaba. That the word that we have received, let it perform that which you have sent it. Baraka sindere ke bode ke baraka sandara kaba. Let it perform that which you have sent it. Ye kasendere ke bode ke baraka sandara da 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 da. Let it perform that which you have sent it. Ye kabode ke baraka sindere ke bode ke baraka sandara da da. Ye kabode ke baraka sandara da kabode ke baraka sandara kaba. Every instruction that comes via the word. Ye kabode ke baraka sandara kaba. Give me divine enablement. Give me divine enablement to obey baraka sindere ke bo. Because what is the word? What is the word really without obedience? What is the word that we have received really without obedience? Ye kabode ke baraka sandara kababa. Give me the enablement. Give me divine enablement to obey regardless. To obey anything that comes with the word. Ye kabode ke baraka sandara kababa. To obey every instruction that comes with the word. Ye kasendere ke bode ke baraka sandara da da da. Ye kasendere ke bode ke baraka da da. Zendere de 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 de. Ye kabode ke baraka sandere ke bode ke baraka sandere de de de. Ye kababa ba 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 ba. Baraka sandere ke bode. I ask for grace for obedience. I ask for grace for obedience. Lord, enable us to obey your word. Enable us obey every instruction that comes with the word. Enable us obey it, O Lord. Because it is for our good. Abraham was the father of faith. And the father, God tested Abraham. He said, sacrifice that your son, that son that you love. I was wondering why the father was specified that son that you loved. So God knew that he loved Isaac more than he did Ishmael. And he said, sacrifice him. And Abraham took Isaac, took everything that was needed for the burnt offering. And they began to work. He said, I will show you, the father told him, he said, I will show you where you will sacrifice Isaac, the one you loved. And they started working. And they got there and he tied Isaac up. And he was about to slaughter him. Was about to murder his son. And God said, no, don't do that. I have prepared. I have made a sacrifice. I have made a sacrifice ready. And there was a live ram or goat was tied somewhere. And in that was a blessing. That opened up something for Abraham. Every time we obey God, there's a vista that is open in heavens. There's another new realm that we enter into. And that was when he said, in blessing, I will bless you. He said, and everyone that curses you, they will be cursed. He said, I will make your children as the sand of the seashore. That is what obedience does. Obedience curses. A blessing from the Father. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I receive grace to obey every instruction that comes by your word. Every instruction that comes via the word that you will give me this year. I receive grace to obey. I receive grace to obey. Ye kabore ke baraka sandara da kabore ke baraka sindere de ke bore ke baraka sandara kaba. Ye kabore ke baraka sindere de ke bore ke baraka sandara kaba. See, obedience is not easy. I am not here to tell you that obedience is easy. Obedience is not easy because I am there. And I know you've been there too. And I know you will continue to be there. As long as we live, our obedience will be tested. Obedience is not easy. Imagine I have two sons. Imagine the father asks me to sacrifice Teniola and I will hold knife to his neck. But thank God that God is not asking us to kill someone to test our obedience. Thank God for Jesus. Obedience is not easy. Imagine that you budgeted something, you have some cash somewhere, or you budgeted your salary or whatever, your whatever fund that you have for something that, oh, I'm going to do this. And you know that without doing that thing for that month, you will not be able to survive. And all of a sudden, you hear the Holy Spirit say, that thing that you're thinking about, drop it, give it to me. And you do not have any means to survive. But one thing about obedience is that it is for our good. Because there is a blessing behind every obedience. Open your mouth and pray. Because those are the tactics that the enemy is going to use against us. That the devil is going to use against us. Even is going to use our friends, our brothers, our sisters, our parents. And it will seem as if it is good, but it is not God. I pray today, I put it on my page. I said, pray with me. I said, I am delivered from what looks good, but not God. Because that is how disobedience will look like. You think that is obedience, but it is disobedience. Open your mouth and pray. Father, give me grace to obey every instruction that come by your word. Give me grace to obey every instruction that comes via your word. Give me grace, Lord, to obey every instruction that comes via your word. I do not care whose us is God. I will follow through. I will follow through. I will follow through by your grace. I will follow through by your grace. I will follow through by your grace. By divine enablement, I will follow through. 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 I will follow through your instructions for me. I will follow through your instructions for me. I will follow through your instructions for me. And you know what happens when we do not obey instructions? That is when we hear ghost bass in our lives. That is where we see obstacles. Obstacles come even when we obey. But imagine when we do not obey, how big the obstacle is going to be. Obstacles are always there. Obstacles are always in front of us as children of God. Everyone. Because there's always an adversary, the devil, contending with the word that we have received. He doesn't want the word to manifest. He doesn't want the word that God has given us to manifest. So there will be a contention. There will always be an obstacle. That is why we are praying today. Because disobedience is an obstacle. Disobedience to the word that you have given, the instruction that God has given us via the word, disobedience is an obstacle. Open your mouth and pray. Father, give me grace to obey to the latter every instruction that comes via your word. Give me grace to obey to the latter every instruction that is embedded in the word that you have given me. I receive grace to obey. I receive grace to obey because in my obedience, the word that you have given me will manifest. The word that you have spoken to me will manifest. I will obey every instruction, Lord, for the manifestation of my word. 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 No instruction will be too big for me. No instruction will be too big for me to obey. Begin to pray now. Begin to break every hard heart. Peradventure, there's a hard heart within us. Because the Bible says, every heart of stone I will turn to flesh. Every ardent heart that refuses to obey, every part of me that refuses to obey the instructions that is embedded in your word, I lay it down. I lay it down. I lay it down, Lord. I lay it down, Lord, on your throne. I have no power of my own. Holy Spirit, I call on you to help me to obey every instruction in your word. I lay down. I lay down. I lay down. I lay down every hindrance. Every hindrance that will not make me, that will be against me in obedience to your word. I lay it down, Lord. At your feet, I lay it down. I lay it down. You know one thing about the Father, he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. That is what he says. He said, whenever we come to pray, we should come boldly. So we know that we have excesses. I know that I am not perfect. I know that something might happen. That is why God is there. That is why the Holy Spirit is there. That is why he is our Father. He said, because he knows us. He already knows. Before he formed us in our mother's womb, he already knows that disobedience might be, will be an obstacle for the fulfillment of what he has asked us, what he has proposed for us to be. Many believers, many of us are in the web of disobedience. That is why we are not breaking forth as light. That is why we are not showing forth as sons of God. That is why the word that we've received is not manifesting in our lives because of disobedience. But it is broken in our lives today. It is broken in our lives tonight. It is broken in our lives, wherever you're listening from. It is broken in our lives. Disobedience is broken. Disobedience is no more in our lives. Every instruction that comes via the word that the Father has given us, we will follow through to the latter because it is for our own good. Every word. We don't need, the Father does, God does not need his word. It is us, his children, that needs his word. That is why he sends us his word every time. He sends his word to us. The Bible says he sent his word to Jacob and it lighted Israel. He sent his word to Sister Kim, and it lighted Sister Kim. He sent his word. It lighted the world through Sister Kim. He sent his word to Brother Sheung, and it lighted the world through Brother Sheung. He sent his word to Sister Toby, and it lighted the world through Sister Toby. He sent his word to me, Anu, and it lighted upon Nigeria. That is it. He sent his word to Jacob, and it lighted Israel. I told us in the beginning of this prayer that every word that we receive from the Father this year is not for us. It's for the kingdom. The word you receive is not for me, myself, and I, or my family. He said, the word I give you is for the kingdom. So every word you receive, be kingdom-minded about it. Be kingdom-centered about it. Because it is not for you alone. It is for the kingdom. Make sure that you steward every word well. So that at the end of the day, the Father will be proud. I love to sing this song so much. Every day, almost every day I sing it. I wanna make you proud. Make you smile. Hey, I wanna touch your heart. I want to make you proud, make you smile, touch your heart. Jesus, my love, I want to make you proud. I want to make you smile. I imagine the Father smiling. I imagine him smiling whenever I come to the throne of grace. I just imagine my Father having a smile on his face whenever I'm doing what he has called me to do. I imagine a smile. I imagine him being proud of me. That is what should be at the back of your mind, at the top of your mind, whatever you receive the word, whatever you're doing for the kingdom, that the Father is smiling in heaven just on you. We have prayed tonight that the word that we have received, I don't know the word you received from the Father for the month of February. I don't know the word you have received even during this tarry hour. But we are afraid today that every instruction, because there will be an instruction, there's always an instruction at the back of every word. Ask. Because it doesn't just, the Father doesn't just throw his word at us just for throwing sake. There is a blessing behind that word. And you need to steward that word well in obedience for that word to manifest in your life. We need to steward the word well for it to manifest in our life. Hey, and it is only, my pastor will always say, it is the word that you steward that manifests. The word you steward well is the word that would manifest. And do not forget that the devil can never win over the word. He is against the word, but he cannot win with it. He cannot win the word. It is us that the word is sent to that will win via the word. We win by the word. We are victorious by the word. Why do you think the Father keeps sending us his word? Because he knows that the word is victory. He knows that if we steward it, he knows that if we stand in the word, he knows that if we use the word, he knows that if we believe the word, he knows that if we have faith in the word, it makes it to manifest. And it defeats the devil every blessed time. The devil knows that he does not have victory over the word. He does not have victory over us. But he would want us to concede defeat. And one of his tactics is disobedience. He will tell you so many reasons why you should not obey that instructions. He will give you so many reasons why you shouldn't obey that instructions. And when you give in to disobedience, that means you have conceded to defeat. There is a lot of warfare in the year 2023. There is a lot of warfare. And you know that every year we fight anyways. Every year, 2022, we did something. We fought. There is always a warfare. But the Bible says, you know, the Bible says the kingdom of hell, it suffers violence now every time. But the violence does not prevail over it. It doesn't prevail because we have the word. That is why the Father gives us this word, because we are always having something to contend with. Something to contend by. That is why we have the word. So make use of your word. Don't keep your word. Fight with it. Knock the devil on the head with it. Repeat the word. Obey every instructions by the word. And let the devil go back to the pit of hell where he belongs. Use the word of God, to us, to you, to me, is a weapon of war. The word you have received is a weapon of war. The word you have received is a weapon of war. So use it. Use it. How can you have a weapon that you can use and you just put it somewhere? You just write down the word somewhere and you keep your jota somewhere and you just forget about it. How can you forget when you're in the war zone, in the battlefield of life? You need to equip yourself with the word that you have received and let it be your shield and your buckler. and obey every instructions via the word. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Today is the two of securing your word for manifestation. And as I always do, we have prayed, we have come to the Father. And I told us that when prayer becomes father to child, spirit to spirit, that is another level in its own. We are no more coming that we are no more in prayers of child to father, talking. And when our prayers become father to child, spirit to spirit kind of communication, yes, that is, we have entered into the holies of holies. Now listen to the Father. I want you to listen for a few minutes. Just be silent and hear what the Spirit is saying concerning what we have prayed about. We pray that the word that we receive be purposeful in our lives. And we pray for divine obedience for every instruction that comes via the word. Now listen. Maybe another instruction is coming. Maybe another word is coming. But just listen to the Father. Because there's no point praying if you cannot be silent to hear from the Father. So bring out your notepads, bring out your Bible, bring out your phone, and write down every word that you've received tonight. Listen, because the Spirit wants to speak to you. Hallelujah.
Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. I don't know what you received from the Father, but I received. I heard, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Holy Spirit said to me, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is what I heard. Thank you, Jesus. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Thank the Lord for the word that you have received. Thank the Lord for the word that you have received. I want to tell you that, you know, the word that we receive might not necessarily mean for the now. Nothing shall by any means hurt you is what I received. And I have no idea what that means. But I know that there's a warfare in front. Maybe that is why. Or there's an assignment coming. And the Lord is preparing me already. That nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh yes! There's an assignment the Father has given me that I'm supposed to carry out this year. Or maybe something else. But this assurance that I have is what I'm going to work on. This assurance that I have is what I will work on and trample on the head of every serpent and every scorpion. This assurance that I have is what I will use to slap the devil 1,000,001 times. Nothing, because my Father said, nothing shall by any means hurt me. I don't know your word. But be glad in the word. Be glad in your word. Be glad by your word. Be glad for your word. Father, thank you. Thank you for day two, Lord. Tomorrow will come again. Tomorrow is the last day, day three. And it is by 12 a.m. we'll come to tarry to secure our word for manifestation.
see, this word that you have received, this word that we have received, it must manifest. God must be proud that he gave us his word and we stewarded it well and we are seeing, he's seeing that it manifests in our life for the kingdom. See, he said the word is waiting. Romans 8:19 says the word awaits the manifestations of the sons of God. And how will the sons manifest? They manifest via the word. We manifest by the word. When the people see that the word works for us, they want to know who our God is. When they see that the word works with us, in us, by us, they want to know who our God is. We are coming tomorrow, day three, the final day, because I do this every 3 days in the new month, from first to third. That's the instruction to secure your word for manifestation. He said, gather them, let them tarry. And I want you tomorrow, if you will be present, bring everywhere that you have written the word that God has given you. Bring it. Tomorrow is the third day. We have asked for mercy yesterday. We asked for mercy yesterday that every word that God has given us, and we did not do anything about it. Lord, forgive us. We have repented of it. So bring every word that you've ever received and you've written somewhere that you've forgotten. Bring it tomorrow. Bring it tomorrow, 12 a.m. for the manifestation of it, because you have repented. And let God come again and breathe. Let the Spirit of God, as it brood upon the face of the earth, it will brood upon every word that we have forgotten that we received. It will breathe upon it and it will give it life again. Because I say, there is a Spirit behind every word. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. There's a Spirit behind every word. The Spirit of the Lord will brood upon that word, every of that word. It will bring life to it. And instructions will come. Be ready for instructions. More instructions will come. For every word, there's an instruction. That is it. That is what God wants. He doesn't want lazy Christians. He doesn't want lazy children. He said, study to be, to eat the sincere meat of the word. The meat of the word is the word that he gives us per time. It's the meat of it. And when we steward it well, it's when we're chewing it, we swallow it, and it becomes manifestation. It manifests, it nourishes our bodies, it nourishes our lives. It manifests, and the world sees it. It manifests, and the world sees it, and say, come and see. I have seen a true child of the Most High God. We manifest by the word, brethren. Sister Kim, you will agree with me that we manifest by the word. It is the manifestation of the word in us that the world sees. That we are truly the light. The light of this world. That we are truly a city set on the hill that cannot be hidden. It is the word in us that cannot be hidden, that manifests, that makes people to see. Yes, they are the true sons and daughters of the Most High God. Tomorrow, come again with every word. It's an instruction. I'm hearing it again. Come again with every word that you've taught you've forgotten. The word that you've taught that it could not. You know the Spirit, the Lord told Ezekiel, he said, tell the dry bones to rise. And by the Spirit of the living God, every word will rise again. Every dead word will rise again. Just as the bone became, and those bones began to form, and they formed an army. I hear that every lost word, every forgotten word, will receive light. Will receive life again. And the word will begin to move in our lives. In the supreme and matchless name of Jesus. I'm bringing every word too that I've received that I've forgotten about it. That is why I told us that every word you receive, make sure you write it down. Don't forget it. The Father does not waste his word. Don't forget it. Write it down. The one that you cannot understand, ask the Spirit for it. He searches all things. He knows everything. And it's going to reveal to you what the word means. And prepare for the instructions that come at the back of it. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow, 12 a.m. Thank you so much, Sister Kim. Thank you so much for coming, Mama. Thank you, Brother Sheon. Thank you, Sister Toby. 12 a.m. tomorrow. We are coming for the third day, the last day, to tarry. And you know the last day, there's always a miracle. There's a new wine coming tomorrow. When Jesus blessed the water and it turned to wine, the master of the ceremony said, why have you saved the best wine for last? There is something being said for you tomorrow by his word. Even if you do not show up here tomorrow, show up for the word that God has given you. Do not let it die. Do not let it die in your hand. So that the Father will not take that word and give it to someone else that will walk with it. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow in the supreme and matchless name of Jesus. It is my prayer for you that you continually encounter Akivishore. What does Akivishore mean, you would ask? Akivishore in my language, Sister Kim, is my language from Nigeria, Yoruba, means the one who goes about to do good. And it is taken from the book of Acts 10:38. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, which is my ministry. And then from then on, Jesus went about to do good, healing everyone that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Akimishore means the good doer, the one who goes about to do good. Praise be the name of the Lord. It is my prayer that you continually encounter Akimishore, the good doer God, in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow if Jesus tarries. Hallelujah. Bye for now.